today we'd like to see the title of Building the Temple in the book of 1 Kings chapter 6 verses 1 through 38. For online courses shared over the world, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, now the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 60 cubits, its width 20, and its height 30 cubits. What is the size of Solomon's temple by metric unit and United States unit? Because the online courses people are using not only United States or British unit, but also metric unit, such as Germany or France or Mexico, metric unit. But England, Australia, United States are using British or United States units. Question 2. In verse 7, and the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Why didn't the builders make a noise in the temple by using in the quarry far away from the temple? In other scriptures, what is the stone which the builders refused? In the other scriptures, what is the stone which the builders refused? Last question, in this context, what is this temple's purpose? First of all, we'd like to see a little background. The First King chapter 5, Solomon, the new king, asked Lebanon, Hiram the king, to provide cedars and his servants to prepare for building the temple, in exchange for Solomon's paying their wages. Hiram accepted, and Solomon prepared for the temple. In light of the First Kings chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. The First Kings chapter 6, verse 1, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt. So basically, when Solomon the king was building the temple 480 years after Exodus from Egypt. Also, in the first year of Solomon's reign of Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month that he began to build the house of the Lord. Also, 4 years and 2 months after Solomon reigned, he started to build the house of the Lord, indicating the temple. Here said the house of the Lord rather than worshiping temple, temple of worship. The house of the Lord not called as the house of worship, because Israelites were worshiping in courtyard outside beyond the house of the Lord called as temple. So this temple basically the symbolic, the God's residence, that's the purpose. The only priest ministers in the house of the Lord, not ordinary Israel people could not enter in the house of the Lord. They were worshiping in courtyard outside. So here, the house of the Lord. Now the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 60 cubits, its width is 20 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. So entire the house of the Lord. The length 60 cubits, width is 20 cubits, height 30 cubits. The house of the Lord entrance located east side. So that's a metric unit. So 1 cubit metric unit 46 centimeters, 0.46. But round up, we can say 0.5 meters. So metric unit entire the house of the Lord called as the temple size, length 30 meters, width is 10 meters, height 15 meters. So sort of quite big. So United States unit, so 1 cubit is equal to 1.5 feet. So therefore, length 90 feet, width is 30 feet, height 45 feet. So for online courses people, some of them are using metric units. So 30 meters, 10 meters, 15 meters. Then the other English unit or British unit or United States unit, 90 feet, 30 feet, width is height 45 feet. So you can have a certain idea how much big the house of the Lord was. The vestibule or porch or entrance in front of the sanctuary of the house was 20 cubits long across the widest of the house. And the widest of the vestibule, the porch or entrance extended 10 cubits from the front of the house. So 20 cubits, width is 10 meters, then 30 cubits, 30 feet. So 10 cubits, 5 meters, or 15 feet from the front house. So first of metric unit, we can say here, porch in front of the sanctuary of the house of the Lord, the front side is sanctuary, front side is forward to eastward, that is sanctuary. So the left hand side is the most holy place, that is a sanctuary. So front side is the width is long across the width of 20 cubits. So 20 cubits means 10 meters, right? 10 meters, width is 10 meters. Then the width of this extended 10 cubits from the front of the house. So that is 10 cubits means 5 meters. Also feet, the center of the house was 30 feet long across the width of the house, and the width of the porch extended 10 cubits 15 feet from the front of the house. So you can imagine how it looks like. And he made for the house windows with beveled frames, beveled, which means sloped frames, so near tops of walls to help light to shine into inside over the house of the Lord, called as the temple. Against the wall of the temple, Solomon built chambers or rooms all around against the walls over temple. So there are like you know, the kitchen showers kind of around several rooms, all around the sanctuary and the inner sanctuary. Inner sanctuary, which means the most holy place, or the holy of holies, or oracle, the inner sanctuary too. Inner sanctuary, also the all chambers or rooms. Thus he made a side chambers all around it. The lowest chamber, or the first floor, first story, the lowest chamber was 5 cubits wide. The middle was 6 cubits wide, so a second story chamber, 6 cubits wide. Third was 7. So upper is wider, 1 cubit longer. So 5, 6, 7 cubit. So why? For he made an 5 cubit. How many meters? 2.5 meters. So 7.5 feet. Also second or middle 6 cubit. 3 meters, or 9 feet. Third was 7 cubits. So 3.5 meters. Or 10.5 feet. So he made narrow ledges around the outside of the temple so that the support beams would not be fastened into the walls of the temple. So fastened means it would not be plugged into the walls of the temple. The support beam would be made naturally with the walls of a temple. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry. Quarry, which is the wild stone area. So masons went there and carved stones from stone wild area called as a quarry, so that then the masons brought that carved stone into the temple so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tools was heard in the temple, so there was no sounds over hammer or chiseling in the temple or in the house of the Lord itself. Why? Because they had the fear, holy fear of the Lord, the holy fear of the Lord. That's the reason. Then here the stone, the stones chosen by the builders, therefore the builders used to carve the stones to build the temple. But in certain Bible, the stone rejected by builders in other script. That is the second question, second part. What is the stone rejected by the builders? Psalm chapter 118, verse 22 and 23. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone is the headstone of the corner. So very important stone, that's called chief cornerstone. The headstone of the corner, this was the Lord's doing. Not builders, human beings doing. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. It is awesome in our eyes. So also, the First Peter chapter 2, verse 7, therefore to you who believe, he is precious. He means Jesus is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So here we understand the chief cornerstone indicating the Lord Jesus Christ. Builders rejected the stone, which meaning disobedience. The Jewish people rejected Jesus as a Messiah. So Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 also prophesied, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitant of Jerusalem," so indicating Jewish people, Israelite, "the spirit of grace and supplication, then they look on me whom they pierced." Here, future tense. So Zechariah prophesied about 150 before Christ. So at that time, they look, the Jewish people, you know, David, the house of, you know, inhabitant of Jerusalem, Jewish people would look on me. Me is Jesus whom they pierced. So Jesus was crucified. They saw that. Yes, but in the future, they will mourn. But in the future, Jesus is coming. They would mourn for him, Jesus, as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. So just like as they mourn their lost, you know, soul son. So the Jewish people in the future would repent their sins, not to accept Jesus as a Messiah when Jesus is coming again, the second coming. So Zechariah chapter 12, 10, the first coming, they pierced. So they would look on Jesus on crucifixion, the first Jesus coming. Then second coming, they would mourn for Jesus, which means they repented their sins. So we can see in the book of Revelation, 144,000 Jewish people are so recognize Jesus as a Messiah. Then verse 8, the doorway for the middle story. Middle story meaning the second floor, or the second story on the right side of the temple. They went up by stairs to the middle story, second story, and from the middle to third story. Here, you know, indicating first story, second story, third story, you know, winding stairs kind of thing, you know, explaining doorway. Verse 9, so he built, Solomon built a temple and finished it, and he paneled the temple with the beams and board of cedars. So the Solomon ornamented temple with beams and boards of cedars. So here, you know, many kinds of over, you know, wood, you know, particularly not easily decayable by fungus or by moth. You know, that kind of wood was used. And Solomon built the side chambers or side rooms against the entire temple, each 5 cubits high, so 2.5 meters or 7.5 feet high. They were attached to the temple with cedar beams. So beams made over cedar wood. Then the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this temple. Here, verse 12, the Lord said, concerning this temple. So this is the purpose of the temple. Concerning this temple, which you are building. So particular, God talking about the house of the Lord concerning this temple, which Solomon was building. If you walk in my statute, execute my judgment. So if you walk in my statutes, my written word, statutes, all of them, the word of God, my statutes, written words, execute my judgment. Judgment is a case law. So particular God's word applied to certain circumstances. Then God made a certain judgment. That is called as a case law. So execute my judgment, my case law. Keep all my commandments, my orders, work in them. Basically, simply, you walk in my word, in God's word. Then I will perform my word with you. Then God is faithful to his word. So I will perform my word with you. So first, you work in my word. Then I will perform my word with you, which I spoke to your father David. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. So basically the temple, or Solomon's temple, because Solomon built that temple, that's called Solomon's temple. So Solomon's temple's purpose is, so when Israelite come to the temple, so they are keeping God's word. So God is with them. God is among them. So God will not forsake them. That's basically. But on the other hand, if they do not work in God's word, God will forsake them. The Second Chronicle chapter 15, verse 2, there is, we can see, Second Chronicle chapter 10, verse 2, when he went out to meet Asa. Asa is the king, you know, the Judah king, and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him." The first requirement, you are with the Lord, then the Lord is with you. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So if you forsake him, God will forsake you. So that is through Isaiah the prophet, after the Lord overthrowing the Ethiopians through Asa, Judah king, not, you know, Israel's king, you know, after Solomon's deaths, you know, Israel was divided. The northern kingdom called as Israel, southern kingdom called as Judah. So Judah controlled by the Judah tribe and the Benjamin tribe, you know, two tribes. That's why Asa is conquered Ethiopia by, you know, God's work. Then God, you know, told to Asa through Azariah. So basically, while the Lord is with you while you are with him, if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So basically, this kind of concept, the temple of Solomon's purpose. So when the, you know, Jewish people, Israelites, you know, went to a temple, if they kept their workers, the God's word, then God, would be with them. But if they did not keep God's word, so God would not be with them. Some kind of reminding, process. That is, the temple's main purpose. Let, Israel people in mind over, God's word. Then they should keep them. So that kind of idea, message can apply to us who are, Christians. So Solomon built a temple and finished it. And he built the inside walls of the temple with cedar boards from the floor of the temple to the ceiling. He paneled the inside with wood, or he covered the inside with wood. And he covered the floor of the temple with planks of cypress. So, cypress. Then he built 20 cubits room, so 10 meters room at the rear of the temple, or 30 feet room at the rear of the temple from floor to ceiling. With the cedar boards, he built it inside as the inner sanctuary, as the most holy place. So inner sanctuary or most holy places, or the Holy of Holies, oracles. And in front of it, the temple sanctuary was 40 cubits long, or 20 meters long, or 60 feet long. Verse 18. The inside of the temple was a cedar covered with ornamental berries and open flowers. All was a cedar. There was no stone to be seen. So the boards of a cedar were covered over the stone. That's why the stone, could not be seen. Verse 19. And he prepared the inner sanctuary. Inner sanctuary means the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, oracle. Inside the temple to set the Ark of Covenant of the Lord there. So the Ark of Covenant is Exodus chapter 25, verse 10. That size is 25 cubits length, 1.5. Width 1.5, height or depth. So that meters, 1.25 meters length, 0.75 width, 0.75 depth. So how about feet, United States units? 3.75 feet length, 2.25 feet width, 2.25 feet height. So we can have an idea. So the Ark of Covenant or the Ark of God was located in inner sanctuary. The inner sanctuary was 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 20 cubits high. That is means cubes. So basically 20 cubic cubits. So inner sanctuary, 20 cubic cubits. So which 10 cubic meters, 10 cubic meters over 30 cubic feet. Right? Yeah. 30 cubic feet or 10 cubic meters. 20 cubits. He overlaid it pure gold and overlaid the altar with cedar, so you know, covered with pure gold, 24K. So Solomon overlaid the inside of the temple with the pure gold. He stretched it, gold chain, across the front of the inner sanctuary, or oracle, or the most holy place, and overlaid it with gold. So inner sanctuary, only high priest was qualified to enter into inner sanctuary once per year, right? That is Yom Kippur. So that particular day, it's only high priest. No other person were allowed to enter into the most holy place or inner sanctuary. Overlaid it with gold, so gold covered, you know, the inner sanctuary everywhere. The whole temple he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the temple. Also, he overlaid with gold the entire altar that was by inner sanctuary. So, entire altar that was by the inner sanctuary. So, overlaid with gold, an estimated 75,000 pounds. So, that is a metric unit, 37,000 kilogram. So, pounds, you know, approximately 0.5 kilogram. So 37,000 kilogram or 75,000 pounds of, you know, gold the Solomon used to cover inner sanctuary of the temple. Inside the inner sanctuary, he made two cherubim of olive wood with each 10 cubit high. So cherubim is the Solomon made angel, you know, cherubim, two angels, there are two cherubims, each 10 cubits, so 5 meters high, or 15 feet high. One wing of a cherub was 5 cubits, so each length is 10 cubits, so divided, you know, right wing, left wing, so each wing is 5 cubits. So 5 cubits, 2.5 meters, 7.5 feet. The other wing, or cherubim, 5 cubits, so 2.5 meters, 7.5 feet. 10 cubits from the tip of one wing to tip over the other. So length 10 cubits, too. So that is 5 meters or 15 feet. Both the cherubim were of the same size and shape. The height of one cherub was 10 cubits. So height 10 cubits, length 10 cubits. Each wing, you know, 5 cubits. So that is, you can, 2.5 meters, 7.5 feet, you know, each wing size. And so was the other cherub. Then he set the cherubim inside the inner room, and they stretched out the wings of the cherubim so that the wing of the one touches one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touches the other wall. So cherub is a singular, cherubim, plural, in Hebrew word. And their wings touched each other in the middle of the room. Also, he overlaid the cherubim with gold too. Then he covered all the walls of the temple all around, both the inner and outer sanctuary. So, you know, outer sanctuary is a length 60 feet, right? 60 feet. Inner sanctuary, the length, you know, 30 feet. So total length, we said 90 feet, you know, 60 cubits. So, you know, that is, we can, you know, figure out in that way. And the floor of the temple, he overlaid with gold, both the inner and outer sanctuary. So, you know, outer sanctuary, that is 60 feet. So, which meaning 60 fear. There is inner sanctuary, 30 feet, which means, you know, 10 meter, you know, 20 cubits. So there is outer the sanctuary, you know, 40 cubits. Inner sanctuary, 20 cubits. That is inner sanctuary, 30 feet. Outer sanctuary length, you know, 60 feet. So that is a metric unit is inner sanctuary 10 meters, outer sanctuary 20 meters. Okay? For the entrance of the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood, the intel and door post. So intel is a top, the area door, you know, top is called a lintel. Lintel and door post were 1/5 of the wall. So the 1/5 of the wall, you know, lintel and door. So the door post and behind door post there is a veil, you know, the veil. Actually, veil, you know, divider, you know, inner sanctuary with an outer, you know, sanctuary. That is a separation, you know, veil between inner sanctuary and the outer sanctuary. So there, in a door post, you know, that is lintel door post, 1/5 of the wall. The two doors were of olive wood, and he carved on them figures of a cherubim, palm tree, and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold too. He spread gold on the cherubim and on the palm tree. So for the door, the sanctuary, he also made a doorpost of olive wood, 1/4 of the wall, and the two doors were of a cypress wood. So two doors, you know, there between inner sanctuary, outer sanctuary. Two panels comprised one folding doors, and two panels comprised the other folding doors. Then he covered the cherubim. So the doors, they covered the cherubim too. Palm trees and open flowers on them, you know, and overlaid them with gold applied evenly on the covered work. And he built the inner court with three rows of a hewn stone and a row of a cedar beams. In the first year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, and in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, the house was finished in all its details and according to all its plans. So he was 7 years in building it, actually 7 years and 6 months in building it. But the First Kings chapter 7, verse 1, just said, but Solomon took 13 years to build his own house. So he finished all his house. So Solomon took, in order to build his own house, 13 years. But God's house only 7.5 years. So that is a sad story. So most of people's heart are really the naturally more, you know, pay attention to own self, you know, rather than God. So that's why, you know, we should be, you know, sanctified. We should mortify our carnality, you know, daily. You know, just like, you know, Jesus Christ. So we can see. In summary, so therefore, the house of the Lord, the 60 cubit length, 20 feet width, 30 feet height, that is 30 meters length, 10 meters width, 15 meters height. That means 90 feet length, 3 feet, width, 45 feet height, right? So then the most holy place, 20 cubits. So then is 10 cubic meters over 30 cubic feet. Each chair, 10 cubic length, 10 cubic height, then means 5 meters length, 5 meters high, or 15 feet length, 15 feet height. Ark of Covenant, so 25 cubits for length, 1.5 cubits for width, 1.5 cubits for height or depth, which means 1.25 meters for length, 0.75 meter for width, 0.75 meter for height. That means 3.75 feet for length, 2.25 feet for width, 2.25 feet for height. So construction year, the first year after Solomon's reign, the second month, starting and finished on the 11th year, the 8th month, so 7.6 years, and Solomon took 7.6 years to build the temple. Let's see, you know, each question. In verse 2, now the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 60 cubits, its width 20, and its height 30 cubits. What is the size of Solomon's temple by metric unit and United States unit? Metric unit length 30 meters, width 10 meters, height 15 meters. United States unit, then 90 feet, then width 30 feet, height 45 feet. Question 2. In verse 7, and the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone, finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Why didn't the builders make a noise in the temple by using in the quarry far away from the temple, the reverence of God, or they felt the holy fear of God? In other scripts, what is the stone which the builders refused indicates Jesus Christ rejected by the Jewish people. So when Jesus is coming, they will mourn for Jesus Christ as a Messiah. So basically repenting their rejection. Now let's pray together with the Lord's Prayer, then we will receive your questions. Thank you.